This is Bloomberg Markets with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
No, I got it. If you want to come here, stand next to this money like, hey,
joins us right now, co-portfolio manager at Good Haven Capital Management, a value investor, stock picker. We're glad to have you here. The market, I want to get your picks really quickly because I want to talk about the names. But the market has not been kind to value investors and people do fundamental research in the last many years.
You know, Corey, I think you make a very good point. Markets are high by any standard valuation metric. We were fortunate to have been up about 20% last year due to some fishing in some very unpopular waters in the year or two before. But it has not been an easy time for active managers. And we think that actually means with markets at elevated levels, you should work especially hard to try and have money with somebody who's got a portfolio that is more attractively valued, that does not resemble the index. And we think those should yield you good future results versus the indexes going forward, given where we are today.
So protecting you, though, also then on the downside, right?
When
the macro trends are going one way.
You know, at Good Haven, we are trying to construct a portfolio that has a lot of upside but also really protects on the downside. And we think that's especially important when you have the S&P at 20 times earnings and all kinds of other metrics at high levels by an historic measure.
But in 14, you were down 18%. Well, is there a macro thing you can attribute that to?
I don't think so. I think we were early.
In 2015, you were down
18%. I think we were early in pushing into some areas which yielded very good results, but it's very hard to get the timing exactly right, and we don't ever expect to do so. Part of the process of owning a concentrated portfolio that doesn't look like the index is occasionally you're going to look a little bit silly, but that's not a problem. That's really part of the process.
And just to be fair, like to give the 5 years of returns, you get 20%, 19%, down 9, down 18, up 20. So you've had 3 years of good double-digit returns out of the last five.
You know, I think, again, when you're trying to construct a portfolio that does not look like the index, that really is part of what somebody would expect. And I think going forward now, with indexes pushing at record levels, people should be working especially hard, whether it be us or somebody else, to look for somebody that really does not resemble the index.
Doesn't correlate, yeah.
I got to talk to there's a couple of names that I know you guys own. Talk to me through Hewlett-Packard. We're talking about the HPQ.
Yeah, please convince me because I've been covering this company for a long time, and it's been the gang that couldn't shoot straight for a succession of CEOs.
You know, old HP was a wonderful investment for us, and we have Meg Whitman to thank for that. We aggressively bought the shares all the way down on the old stock to 12, 11 bucks when Meg came in to save the day, and she did save the day. Stock went to 40 bucks. We sold half. We saw something there. We believed in what Meg was doing. They split the company into two. We've recently sold our HPE. HP Inc. is the printer and PC side.
It's the business that everybody
ticker
was
is HPQ.
The old ticker is HPQ. That's correct.
And the business that I feel like everybody was laughing at, like printers, who cares, who needs.
Well, and PCs. And we always thought the death of the PC was greatly exaggerated. We would imagine that anybody that did the leverage buyout with Michael Dell was laughing all the way to the bank on how well that worked out. Now we think where you're setting up is that the printer part of the business, which has still been declining up until recently, should be leveling off. And if you can get back to very modest growth there, and again, you're already growing on the PC side. Mm-hmm. You've got a $19 stock with $1.55 or so of earnings with a 3% dividend yield. Dion Weisler runs it very well. Kathy Leschak is the CFO, one of the best we've ever seen. And I think you could easily see the stock into the mid-20s if you get some modest growth.
And today at 18...
19 bucks or so.
Yeah, just under 19 right now.
Correct.
So a little more room to run here.
Let me push back on that a little bit. So it's a company that has taken restructuring charges every year since 2000. One-time restructuring charges going all the way back to 2001. That seems to be there's always another disaster right around the corner. They're in a declining business, both in printing and in PCs. Maybe PCs have a little slightly better than 0 year in 2016 or 2017, but maybe not. These seem to be very and the printing business is finally showing signs of weakness after so many years of strength and being the cash flow that the entire HP business was run on.
You know, I think we would step back from some of the criticism. I think, you know, when Meg and Kathy really started to get their handle on things at old HP, I think there was a lot of clarity to what the free cash flow of the business was. I think on the HP Inc. side, you've seen growth in PCs, which I don't think is a anomaly or something that's never going to happen again. You've seen results out of some of the other PC-related companies that have been decent. Now, on the printing side,
well, that have not stunk as they have previous years, but it's low single-digit growth rates, if any growth rates at all, and margins getting worse.
Low single-digit growth rates if you're paying a modest price. Look, there's all kinds of food companies out there with low single-digit growth rates trading at 25 times earnings.
So, with better cash flow.
I don't know. Free cash flow here is pretty dramatic. They really, the CapEx is minimal. They're really a design shop. They've really, I think, done a very good job, and they've been consciously pushing printer units into the marketplace, and there's a delay before you start to see the supplies revenue start to come through, and I think you're about at that inflection point in the next quarter or two.
If you see anything wrong with the printer business and there's troubles, then that changes the story, I would assume.
That's why you buy things with a margin of safety. You know, we've paid a very attractive price, which does not assume you get any real growth.
Right.
Okay. Margin of safety is the most important thing. So we have the ability, I think, to be protected on the downside, even if that thesis does not play out.
See, I would argue margin of safety is the second most important thing. The most important thing is a good business. You like to have valuation on your side, but a crummy business at a low price is still a crummy business.
Well, we like a good business at a good valuation. We expect it all. We're very demanding.
Hey, just got about 30 seconds. Federated Investors is another one that you like.
Federated Investors is a conservative, well-run asset management company. Two-thirds of the assets are in the money market business. The rest is equity and bonds. 12, 13 times earnings, 3% dividend yield. If active management should ever start to see flows coming their way, they should be a beneficiary. And if interest rates ever do go up, the odds that money market starts to see some inflows are strong. In the meantime, you've got a modest valuation and a sensibly run company. The Donahue's have done a very nice job.
Right, a PE or a future, a forward-looking PE of about 13 change, but a nice dividend.
Yeah, and they've paid out special dividends. They've repurchased shares. They behave very honorably.
Couldn't leave it there. We love talking names with you. Thank you
Always
so much.
Always nice to be here. Thank you.
Larry Petoskey, he is a co-founder, co-portfolio manager at Goodhaven Capital Management, joining us. They're based in Millburn, New Jersey, in our Bloomberg 1130 studio on this Tuesday.